The EU bureaucrats want war with Russia. And he is the exception to that. Is he right?
Yes, he is. And also, more than that, they are actually, it's gone beyond just narratives and talk. There is physical preparations for war. Money is being taken from all sides and being directed towards the military. So preparation for war is afoot. He is absolutely right that NATO is hot on this, and Russia knows it too. So yes, he's right, and it was a very courageous thing to do, because of course he's been castigated.
Yes.
I mean, Brussels went into hysterics over it, saying he had no mandate, he had no right to do that, which is not strictly true, but they're claiming that.
He doesn't need a mandate to say whatever he wants to say. He doesn't need a mandate to try and bring about peace.
Of course not. And anyway, he's in the presidency of the council. The council is the foremost policy-making element, and he has the right to give these views to the council and to report to the council. The council may disagree with him, but they were quite incorrect in saying that there was, you know, I've been in that process and had the sort of rotating president, you know, stop one's mandate and say, no, you can't continue with this. So to say that he has no mandate, well, certainly von der Leyen has no mandate. She is the servant of the council. Strictly speaking, she acts as the servant who fulfills the instructions of the council, not the other way around.
Right. Last question. Are Europeans following what's going on in the United States with respect to President Biden? The disastrous performance he made in the debate against Donald Trump, the now widely held perception that he is seriously diminished mentally, and the drip, drip, drip each day of more and more Democrats saying, Joe, you can't do this to us. Please step back, stay as president, but don't seek reelection. Mm-hmm. Are the Europeans following this?
Oh, absolutely. Every twist and turn of the case, they're following it, because in Brussels, they are completely terrified by it. I think you'll see some of that in the NATO summit this week, that how nervous they are about it, how worried they are that perhaps, you know, there could be a change, and that they know that Trump has previously promised to sort of end NATO. So they're very... the elites are very frightened. I don't think people generally, the ordinary Europeans, particularly frightened by it. They are very interested in what's happening. Some of them see something important, you know, that has something positive about it. As we go into our sort of turmoil domestically in Europe, in France and in Britain, and in France is a complete mess.